Welcome to the Education Spotlight with Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber. Presented by Bay Coast Bank, just right banking since 1851, and One South Coast Chamber. Right here on FM 95.9, AM 1480 WSAR.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike O'Sullivan with One South Coast Chamber, doing the Education Spotlight, sponsored by Bay Coast Bank. And I'm joined today by, I guess you could call him the new superintendent at Diamond Regional Votech, but he's not really new.
Not at all. Not at all. Good afternoon, Mike. Hi, Brian Bentley here, Superintendent Director at Diamond Regional. And for those of you in the listening audience, I might be a familiar name to you, depending upon how far you go back to Diamond Regional, as my beginnings there started way back in the dark ages of 1976. But I am there currently as a Superintendent Director and absolutely loving it.
I didn't go to school in Fall River, Brian, but in 1976, I was still in high school.
Thank you. I've just been reminded once again that there are some years between the people I meet on all kinds of walks of life. It sounds like the other day when one of our teachers was saying, hey, Mr. Bentley, do you know that when I was a senior in high school, and he was pointing at our athletic director, Bobby Bailey, which many people might know him. He said, Bobby was in eighth grade. I said, what year, Nick? And he says, 1999. I said, so in 1999, I was in my 23rd year of teaching. And he said, okay, that ended that conversation, because they realized how young they were, and I think they didn't want to insult me with going down any other dark ages of time. They were too afraid.
That's funny, but it really doesn't. I don't think it would insult you, because it's just like so many other folks who've been in the education business for a long time. They really they love to hear from the students, regardless of age and things. And in fact, to that point, you were just mentioning that this year you've actually now you finally have students who who you know their grandparents.
In orientation, which we have for the freshmen before they come in, just to speak to them and get them comfortable in the environment, I've always gone in there when I was working there to talk to them when I was the principal there or dean of students. And it was always common that I would say, like, okay, whose brother or sister went here, and hands would go up. So this year I did the same routine. How many brothers and sisters' hands went up? Aunts and uncles' hands went up. Cousins, yep, hands went up. Moms and dads, which is, I do get that a lot. Oh, Mr. Bentley, I remember you, blah, blah, blah. Hands went up. And one of the teachers who was there, he says, how about grandparents? Hands went up. And I went, okay. That was quite the unique experience. But it's also shows what I always say, that it's Diamond is generational. The people who go there, the students who go there, when they grow up, they want their sons or daughters or relatives to go there too. So on one hand, it's absolutely fantastic because it is generational. On the other hand, it's kind of a mock of time of what's been going on. But it was always nice that they still remember me or say something about me. And as I always told them, and I have a story about you, because I do remember them.
That's fun, and I'm sure the kids enjoy it, and they want to hear the story.
Oh, they do, about their moms and dads.
About their moms,
they always ask that question. What were they like when they were here? Well, I'll talk to you privately.
So, you taught for 38 years.
Yep.
You retired for 8.
Yes, I was 38 years there as a teacher, dean of students, academic coordinator, and assistant superintendent and principal. And ended a 38-year career, very happy with all I had accomplished, and things were good. And then for the next 8 years, it turned into still being in education, because I was teaching teachers through a licensure program it was vocational instructors on how to be teachers. I was also working as a consultant, and then a call came in asking would I like to go back to Diamond, and I said, as? And they said, would you like to be the interim superintendent? And I went, that'll be a nice 3 or 4 month gig or thereabouts. That was a year and a half ago, or actually a full year ago. So I'm there right now on a 3-year contract through June of 2025. And I am enjoying it thoroughly. A lot of exciting things going on at Diamond.
8 years retired, though.
Yes. Yeah, as I kiddingly say that, yes, going back to work now full time, that's kind of messed up my golf game. But I really do enjoy that. And I am only kidding, as I do still get the chance to get out there. But getting involved with Diamond and what is on the in the future for Diamond and what's on the horizon, building the future, that's a challenge, and it's an exciting challenge. I absolutely love it.
So talk about building the future.
Yep.
You literally are getting started on building building of the future.
Yep. My predecessor, Dr. Ferreira, and even his predecessor, Mrs. Marta Motleon, had petitioned the MSBA in order to have money allocated for the building or the expansion of the building, and it turned into a new building. So Dr. Ferreira left last August to take another position, and I came in as to say, okay, we'll get it going. Very much got it going. So we have not broken ground yet, but we've done a lot of groundwork, which sounds interesting because all the nuances of where is the parking going to go, where areas are going to be blocked off next, borings that are going on right now on our athletic field, it's setting the table for what's to come. And it should kick up a notch. We should start seeing it about the third week of September when some of the heavy-duty equipment starts making its way on there. The construction company has built a construction road leading to our property, an area that's going to be wiped out for parking, which was faculty and staff parking, has been a new area has been made. The for many of the listeners out there who may have enjoyed going to our restaurant called Room 251, we've made sure that there's parking for that. So that is still going to be there for them. So all that is all in that preliminary stage. Some movement going on, but the major, major movement is going to come in kind of the last weeks in September and the first week or so in October. It's really going to take off.
So how is that going to affect football for this year?
Well, I have a saying which some people chuckle at. Our away games are definitely away, and our home games are also away, as our fields are unusable because of the construction. But working with the town of Swansea, working with the city of Fall River, and working with Bishop Conley, we've managed to secure the fields for practices and play. It's involving a lot of transportation of our students, but we're expected to carry a full football schedule, just that our home games are going to be at Conley High School's field, which we're playing there. And our away games, of course, are away, wherever our opponent is. For soccer, mostly the same thing. Our home fields are going to be at Travasso's field, where we've been playing. It will also be at Conley if we need that facility there. We're also using the youth fields in Swansea, who've been gracious enough to work with us in securing some time over there. And we're using that as a practice facility also. So, good thing that cross country can just run out in the street. So that's the good thing. There are plenty of streets in Fall River to run around. But we've also secured a track field. We've secured a measured field also at Conley High School, too. So the schools have been working with Diamond, knowing the situation that we're in, for about the next 4 years.
So tell us what you're looking for and what the future holds with the building.
Sure. The future is going to be a changing of the building, which has been in existence since 1963 when ground was broken, and in 68 when the doors opened, the existing Stonehaven Road building. At some point, that would be in the year 26. I'm in the ballpark there. And again, these dates are flexible because of construction that's going to take place over time, materials being readily available, and the like. But we're looking at the demolition of the existing Diamond after the new building is opened, which is right now, they're hoping for September of 26. Notice I'm crossing my fingers here. For those of you, I'm crossing fingers and toes. But hopefully September of 26 when it will open. Once the new building is open, then the existing structure will be demolished. And the new building will be on our athletic fields. There'll be a separate roadway coming in. It'll be a change. The existing Diamond will be a change. But What's it going to hold? It'll be a little bit larger building, so we will be able to take in even more students, which is something that we are very cognizant of. Just to put it in perspective, the existing building, when it opened its doors in 1968, it was built for about 650 students. Okay, and that really ballooned up in the 70s and 80s as more and more shops were opened and the interest got higher and higher in the communities of Fall River, Somerset, Swansea, and Westport. And we had ballooned up to close to 700 students when we realized an extension was needed on the building. And in the 80s, an extension was put on the building, and we then ballooned up even higher, closer up over 800 students, and we're pushing the 1,000 mark as some rooms were then transformed into shops, and we could open more CTE programs. We currently sit today, as I'm sitting here speaking with you, we are at 1,460 students are in Diamond. So we have ballooned over the years with a combination of the interest in the community of students wanting to be trained in career and tech ed programs and the kind of education that we do offer.
So you've almost doubled from where you were in the 80s.
Oh, yes. If we look at where we were in the 1968 when we opened the doors, we're quite a few. We have almost tripled not quite tripled, but we're at least doubled plus.
Yeah.
So it's been quite the road for Diamond, wanting to be bigger, wanting to serve more students, wanting to have more career and tech ed programs. And we're accomplishing that. We're getting there.
It's very interesting. So within the programs that you offer,
yes,
what would you consider to be the most popular?
Wow, that has changed so much over the years. Probably those in our, and this is no order, so if there are any instructors out there listening, please, I'm not giving preference to anybody. I'm just stating where the populations are. Anything in the medical area, which we have health assisting, medical assisting, and dental assisting, are three very popular programs. And if you look at the nature of the community, the Fall River community, there's quite a few medical facilities in there.
Yes.
So thus, if you look at the work that's in our hospitals and in the medical doctor offices, that's the need that we saw, and there's so many students wanting to get into those programs. Other ones that are quite popular are still the ones that deal with business and technology. Drafting has taken off. Electronic technology, which started as a program way back when in the day, where, good God, I remember them fixing transistor radios, and I don't even know if anybody knows what those are anymore, phonograph players. It's just taken off with robotics, and that's where we have changed. We've gone into that. Then there are the hardcore programs, the metals programs, which we can talk about. I think I saw a signal coming up. We're going to go to a break. So I will bring that back after the break if you'll allow me to.
Thank you very much. And we will take a break right now. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Education Spotlight with Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber. Presented by Bay Coast Bank, just right banking since 1851, and One South Coast Chamber.
I'm here with Brian Bentley from Diamond Regional Votech. And we're just talking about all things Diamond on the Education Spotlight. So, Brian, we were just talking about one of the challenges that the business community sees. I can't say sees with Diamond, but they just basically wish there was more students.
So do we. The key for our our school was built for the concept that students would go and get a good, real good academic education, but also they would be trained in a trade and stay in that trade. So thus, we want to see students come on in, learn electricity, plumbing, advanced manufacturing, and stay in it. We've had some huge successes with the programs where the students are making quite a bit of money per hour. I was talking at the break about advanced manufacturing, which is a fancy name of saying the old machine shop that Diamond used to have. And those students can demand, that when they go into work, not they ask demand, but they're looking at upwards of $20 an hour when they're hired right out of high school. We're trying to show the students, and we're successful in some areas, that if they want to go into the trade, they can. And we have a cooperative education program where they can go into it and get hired by local business owners. But we have that group of students that say they want more. They want to learn how to open their own business. And we're trying to tell them, you're 17 and 18 years old. You're not going to start off owning your own business, but we can help you get there with your coursework, getting a job in the trade, going through apprenticeship programs. And then once you learn the ropes, then you should start thinking about how can you perhaps be an entrepreneur, open your own business. And I see the sign over here of Spindle City Auto Glass behind it. And of course, that's Richie Manuels over there, who was a Diamond graduate.
That's right.
And he has done very, very well. Why? He got into the trade. He saw the light, opening his own business. But he didn't get there overnight. You know, he worked hard at it. That's what we want our students to do. Be well-trained, work hard, work smart, okay? Earn a good living, and you will be set for the rest of your life.
And it's funny, you call him Richie, and I know him as Rick Manuels today. But he swears by Diamond, and he loves, I haven't talked to him in probably a month or so, but the last time I talked to him, he still had all of his employees came through Diamond.
Yep, I went down there to get my car worked on down there, because I like the way that he spiffies it up all nice and shiny for me, and it's all Diamond down there. And he said, so long as they keep producing quality students, he will continue to hire them. And we like that. His brother is a teacher there also. He's Jamie. He's a terrific bowler. And when I go in there, I kid with him, who's the better brother? So I start a little internal. They must have a good time at Thanksgiving.
I'm sure they do. I can imagine.
But with our students going into certain programs, there are some that are a natural segue towards advancing education. We're finding that our health assisting students, when they get a taste of going through the program and working out there in the medical fields, medical assistant fields, dental fields, they want to see what's the next step. And we do suggest that they look at Bristol Community College as a potential for taking coursework towards getting an associate's degree. But just don't run them right off. You know, get into the trade. Make sure that you thoroughly enjoy it. And most of them do. There's a few that always say, okay, I run into those students who I find out were in certain shops. And when I run into them, I say, what are you doing now? And they tell me that they're in banking. And, of course, we don't have a finance program there. But it's good that we call that transferable skills. They learned how to show up at work, present themselves well, talk about what they can do, and how they can benefit the company. So, and we work with those students.
And those are all skills that I hear. I hear just great feedback about the students that come from Diamond in all of those things. You know, some people like to call them soft skills, but those skills are so important, because you don't always have kids who even know how to show up on time.
You know, the one of the challenges that came out after COVID, and that's when I started to get really involved with the school, was reinforcing those show up on time skills, because during COVID, nothing was open.
Right.
Then everything opened and everybody was looking to hire back employees. And it was almost like a retraining of how to do that. We were just featured on Channel 10 out of Providence. Mario Hilario came to our restaurant and he did a nice feature on it. And our restaurant, Room 251, is a unique experience for our culinary students because you have those who want to be a cook, a chef. Mm-hmm. We have those who want to be in the hospitality area. We have those who like to do the waiter and waitressing part of it and menu planning. And we have all those experiences for them. Johnson & Wales is a very good partner with us, as well as Bristol Community College with their culinary program.
Room 251 is a great program. It really is a great program.
Hopefully you'll come up and visit us sometime this year.
We will. We've been... the last couple of years, we've actually done one of our South Coast Business Builders
yes.
breakfasts there. And that's one of the most enjoyable networking events that we have during the course of the year, because you get to see all the students in action in doing all the work. They did all the planning. By the time we get there, they did all the planning. But they do all the cooking. They do all the serving. They do all the cleanup. And they get, it's really nice because, the chamber members that are there are really speaking to the kids, and they'll say if one of the students is doing something somebody doesn't think is right,
yep.
they'll stop them and say, hey, listen, you should think about this. Don't be upset. I'm not upset with you. But I saw this and you might want to handle this
sure.
a little differently.
Sure.
And the kids are great. The kids... please, thank yous. They're just, yep. it's just fantastic.
Those are those hospitality skills that you would expect at a restaurant.
Right.
And don't forget, those students are going through the phases of being in the bakery, working the line, and working also out with, on the floor with the people. So they get all aspects of it. And of course, they have to know how to wash dishes.
Very true. Well, we'll come back to Room 251 in a moment. We're going to take a break.
Sure.
I'm Mike O'Sullivan, and this is Brian Bentley, and we will return shortly.
Welcome back to the Education Spotlight with Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber. Presented by Bay Coast Bank, just right banking since 1851, and One South Coast Chamber.
Hi, I'm Mike O'Sullivan with One South Coast Chamber, and I'm here today with Brian Bentley from Diamond Regional Votech, and we'll continue our conversation. And Brian, we were talking about Room 251.
Yes.
And what a
yes.
great program it is. And how they, at our South Coast Business Builders Breakfast, it's one of the most popular networking programs because our members get to really work with your students. And Andrew Ribello, in the last couple of years, he's done a great job mm-hmm. with us. Bringing kids in that are not just working, but kids that get to sit and meet and have breakfast and
yes.
talk and network. Yeah. And we've met some wonderful kids. We've really yeah. met some wonderful kids.
Well, the idea is to show the students beyond just teachers that there are adults out there who you are interacting with, and that the adults appreciate your skill set, and you need to network with them as part of your trade. You called it soft skills. It's how it's supposed to be. If you want to promote yourself, you want to be in the trade, you have to know how to talk about it, do it, show it. And when someone comes up to you and says, you should try something differently, they're not offended. They realize that that person's not a teacher, but they're teaching them something else. So yeah, we've been very happy to have the chamber there for several events.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to be there.
Yeah.
And I know one of our networking questions was, as we went around the room, was asking everybody to say, think back to when you were in high school and what was your favorite food in the cafeteria and what was the worst food in the cafeteria. So The favorite food didn't get too crazy, but I think we might have offended a couple people that had been at Diamond for a while ordering the food over the years, because it was a lot of, you know, well, the burgers are like hockey pucks, and I don't like the school pizza. I like this kind of mystery meat.
Exactly. I've heard all the jokes. Yes.
Exactly. But it was a lot. It was a lot of fun because the students got to hear the folks from the business community, you know,
talk about it
and recall those days.
Yep.
And because most of them came not just with, well, you know, I didn't like the burgers. It usually came with, I didn't like the burgers, with a why they didn't like the burgers attached to the
story.
Not
afraid to tell you, are they?
No. So but we really enjoyed it. But, you know, it's impressive because, you know, the kids do so well. When the food's terrific, and when the kids come out and the kids are serving, the kids are wonderful, and you can tell they really care, and that they're working hard, and the guidance that they get is just outstanding.
The teachers do a work-based skill as if they were in a restaurant, because it's a teaching environment. But they have team meetings in the morning, just like in a restaurant. The manager would meet with the team for the day. What do they go over? The menu. They go over the selections. They go over how to present themselves. And it's all taught, you know, step by step. And the students get very much into it because they do hear the praise. They hear the criticisms. But they know this is for a grade. They're not just serving you. They know that if they're serving you lunch and you came up there, Mike, they're being watched by the teachers, and they know that there's eyes on them about you didn't do this right, you didn't do that right, and there's a critiquing process that goes on. It can be when they think they've done very well, they're told that. When they've told that they need to improve in a certain area, they understand why they're being told that. So, but the room 251, it's terrific. And the students, they try so hard to act professional. And you have to realize that you're being waited on by someone who's only 16, 17 years old, and they're taking your order. They've been told how to approach you, right down to how to serve the food the correct way, so they're not, you know, over your shoulder, put it this way.
Right.
They're doing the right thing. And that's a credit to the teachers, because they've worked hard to hone their skills. And if you ever saw the back of the house with the chefs in the back, especially the pastry chef is one that comes to mind. She's dynamic, and she works with them very hard. You would think at times walking through our kitchen, you would think you were on the show on TV with Gordon Ramsay.
Yes.
Because the kids are screaming out, yes, chef, because they're being taught properly how to respond to everything that's there. Are you listening skills on? Are your speaking skills, are they working? So it's quite impressive.
Well, I know the end result is very impressive. I may not
It's tasty.
It's very tasty. I may not see the back of the house, but it's very, very tasty. And I've always been, even pre-COVID, I was always very impressed with that program. And you've got so many, there's so many people out there like Carl Sawako and Ed Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Who all constantly sing the praises.
Yes. So Carl and Ed are super supporters of Diamond. With the Diamond Bengal Educational Foundation, always looking for how to tap into those that are in the workforce, that are Diamond graduates, how to give back to the school, and always looking for improvement. And both Carl and Ed, they're strong supporters with everything that they do. Their luncheons that I have with them are dynamic, to say the least.
I've had a few of those myself, except not always at room 251. Occasionally at Harry's, which is one of Carl's favorite places.
Just invited me there too. He says, we got to catch up. I said, it won't be open for a while, Carl. The school just opened up. He says, that's okay. We can go to Harry's, which is a great place too.
Yes.
I love that place.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. So tell us about some of the other programs that you have.
Sure. I know I might miss one. I hope not. But in our programs, we have 17 of them in all, and we have expanded. The newest one that just occurred just 4 years ago is called Programming and Web, Programming Web Design, to be exact. And the need came about when we start a program, I'll look at the sustainability of a program. We look at what is the need in the community. because that's what it's really all about. We would not open a shop or a program if there wasn't a need in the community for that. We're looking at employers, but we're looking at how can the students get an education and give back to the greater Fall River community. And that's what is the driving force behind CTE. Culinary arts, for example, there's a strong push for the restaurants that are in our area for our students to become employed there, not just as waiters and waitresses, but also as pastry chefs, chefs, line chefs, commercial chefs. So we look at that. Programming and web came about because of the need of what's happening right now. Everything is computer-based. Everything works with design. And the need for that is so important. And it falls in well with the program that opened out. Now, I didn't believe it was this long, but I talked with the teacher. It's been around now for almost 20 years. What's called business technology or office technology. How can students transition into the various offices that are in the Fall River area? And we're talking those students who are your everything from your receptionist to those who can work with a CEO, I'll use yourself, as being your secretary. And that has become a very popular program. And that's what we base it on. Plumbing is always going strong. Electricity is always, everything is electrical. Everything is electrical. And you can never get, you know, the thing about you can never get a good electrician or a plumber when you need one because something has happened. Now, luckily enough, I have a few numbers stored away in my phone of students who are in the electrical trade and they work for an electrical or a plumbing person. I say, you know, something has broken. Can I get one? 9 out of 10 times the student comes in, oh, hi, Mr. Bentley, how are you doing? And they're a graduate of Diamond. So that is in high demand, and they're a licensed trade, which means the rigors are very, very tough.
Right.
Carpentry is a huge program, and we don't know why exactly, but the female population has found the carpentry market. And it is great because being, you know, alternative to a traditional male carpenter, a female carpenter in the workforce is dynamic. And they have great skill sets, but they have found that. HVAC is another one, air conditioning, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning is another huge program that has a great market. As you know, we're going to experience a heat wave, I think, this weekend, and how many people's air conditioners are broken and they need somebody. You call up one of the local AC people out here, send out somebody, I bet you 9 out of 10 times it'll be a Diamond kid that got the training there. I know the ones that I hire to work on my house and my units, they come in, I only go to them. So the programs are, as I said, electronics. We have, running around the building in my head, graphic communications, which years ago, for those listening out there, they say, oh, the old print shop. Well, it's more than a print shop because it is, it's printing, it's designing, it's we have, we make stitching there. What am I talking about? The embroidery, we're doing that. You name it, they can do it in that shop. And they get hired throughout the area, too. You know, it's four-color presses that we have, which we have a Heidelberg press, which if you don't know anything about printing, I think there's only like 3 of them in Massachusetts. We have one. But the students are being trained on real expensive and real high-quality equipment because that's what's in the trade. Mallard Printing here in Fall River, another Diamond graduate down there, Jeff Marks, he hires our students. So, I mean, these businesses that I'm rattling off, they have a Diamond connection somehow, and that's the connection we look for. How can a program have students graduate and get connected and stay in the Fall River area? That is the key.
So many of those businesses you mentioned or categories of business have Diamond grads. Plumbing, Scotty O'Brien.
Yes. Scotty's one of our premier graduates, yes.
Yeah, and he does a great job. He does a great job. And then, you know, I don't think she's a Diamond grad, but to the female population in carpentry, I have to give a little shout out to Rebecca Collins, who,
oh, sure.
who runs her yeah. family's no, business.
I know Becca. Becca is yeah. on our for the MSBA. She's on our oversight and building committee there, and Becca is very, very talented.
Oh, yeah.
And again, she's a female in a what would be considered a male-dominated area, but she is very good at what she does, and we have made good inroads with Becca on working with Diamond on the building of the new school. She has insight that she brings to the construction
right.
that we need to tap into that
exactly.
so she can give us her insight. And she has a very careful eye on every single one of the workers that come in there. She's very good at looking at what are they doing, why are they doing it, how are they doing it, and trying to get the best bang for the buck that we're spending on the new school.
That's,
so
that's she's enjoyable. Great that the community has people like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That they can bring their skill set and contribute in such a great way. Yeah, that is terrific. So you've talked a little bit about you know getting the kids from the classroom to the jobs. Tell me a little bit more about how the actual co-op program works.
Co-op has been very successful with our co-op coordinator Kevin Lazaro, and he heads up the program by making the connection with business and industries and how they can use our students inside their business. That's his job. We had last year out of 300 and I'll put the number low because I don't want to over-guesstimate, but we had almost 330 graduates last year. And of the 330, over 260 were employed through a co-op program. Realizing, of course, that when we employ a student, I'll use plumbing. If we employ a plumber out on a co-op program, that student's there only for 2 weeks because he or she has to come back to Diamond
right.
for academics. So we need to put another student out there because all the employer cares about is I have a constant person showing up from Diamond that's going to be here Monday through Friday. They don't care about 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. They just want that person there.
Right.
So it's a selection process by Kevin of putting them through an interview process, reviewing their credentials, talking with their shop instructors, and then placing them appropriately in a work environment and checking on them to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So the co-op program is very, very strong at Diamond. Students who want to get out into the workforce now they can go out there in their junior year and the second half of it to get a taste of what it's like. Once they're in there as a junior and they do a good job, that employer wants them back in the senior year.
Right.
Right now, Diamond is overburdened because we have all the students who worked last year as juniors, they're now back for seniors because we haven't cleared them for co-op just yet. School just opened.
Right.
So they all have to come to school, and it'll be next week now we start placing them out there, and it'll start lessening the impact on the building for the number of students inside. But they're anxious to get back to work because they want to make money.
And the businesses want them back as well.
They do. They want them back because they're needing that employee.
Yeah. I'm Mike O'Sullivan with One South Coast Chamber, and I'm here with Brian Bentley, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Good afternoon, I'm Mike O'Sullivan, and I'm here today with Brian Bentley from Diamond Regional Votech, and we're going to continue our conversation on Education Spotlight. And Brian, we were just talking about the co-op program, and you were one thing that really stuck with me was how you mentioned the two on and two off.
Yes.
But what I learned is that it's not two on, two off for the businesses as well, which I didn't realize that's important.
Sure. If you are if I'm a plumber, okay, I own a business and it's plumbing, and I want to hire a student from Diamond, then I want a student there all the time, which means that the student while in shop would come to the work for me, okay, because that's what they are. But that student has to go back to class in 2 weeks. we want to replace that student with another plumbing student. So for every job out there on co-op, there's two students that are involved in it so that we have consistency.
See, I didn't realize that. So I learned something new, and that's something very important.
Oh, yeah.
That I understand better today than I did yesterday. Because that I know one, I know that the business owners, they, as you had mentioned, they need somebody every day.
Consistent, yes.
And they can't afford to have somebody there doing a job for 2 weeks and then have to take 2 weeks off and then it starts up again.
Right.
So, but like I said, I learned something new. That's great. And yes, the chamber, we've worked with Kevin Lazaro as well, mm-hmm. on trying to find some businesses for some of the co-ops over the years. And Kevin's a great guy.
He is. He works hard at getting the students out there and employed. He works, and the students appreciate that. You know, you could go out there and work in the second half of your junior year, and they go and they seek out Kevin. And he always has businesses in his mind where he can place people. And then he just has to find what he calls the right fit. And the right fit starts with, does the student have a license? Does the student have transportation? And again, if they're only 16, 17 years old, he knows that they're going to receive a certain wage. They have to be in a safe environment. So there's a lot of moving parts there. But for a student who's only 16, 17 years old, getting out and actually working in his or her trade, for them, it's like, this is why we went to Diamond. This is like a dream come true for them.
There is. I mean, I know, I wish I could remember the guy's name, but last year we had done a program, and we're gonna try to do something like it again this year, where we had the Chamber's Education Committee go into the schools and look and see what learning is like today, because I can tell you learning today is not the way I remember it. And I don't mean just from me. My youngest son is 28. So he's, 11, 12 years out of high school. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's so different. And so last year we went to Westport schools. We went to the combined middle school, high school. Yep. It was a great experience. But then the next week we had a group of educators go to Gold Medal Bakery.
Yes.
It's right here in the city. And what so many of the educators learned and were unaware of is how much of the production process for bread is automated and done with robotics, and how the distribution is all automated. How much of that work is actually is just how far advanced a company like Gold Medal that is in a kind of an old fashioned sense, just baking bread,
the automation behind it is fascinating.
It
isn't
is
it?
Absolutely,
and
that's
where robotics comes in. And that's where, we at Diamond have to stay in the forefront of that, because we've managed to work into our shops most, if not all, of the modern technology that's there. For example, in auto mechanics, years ago, you'd go in, and I'll use an old term, you get your points and plugs taken care of. Well, there's no more points and plugs.
No.
In fact, we have just gotten three electric vehicles in there working. For the students to work on, because that's now the next phase, of auto mechanics. Back in the day, you used to be a good wrench. Now you have to be a good technician. Now you have to be a computer programmer just to work on your car, because everything is electronic. And it's the different phases that you go through with the students, of making sure they know what to expect in the workplace.
That's very true. Maybe in the spring, I couldn't get the fob on my car to work, and I was leaving it at Spindle City Auto Glass with Richie Manuals, and I couldn't get it to work, and I tried it, had the battery in and out five different ways. I couldn't get it to work. So when I left the car, I handed the fob to Rick Manuals, and I said, I know you do remote starters and things like that. I know this is a battery issue. Can you take a look? So when I came back, and he said, it helps if you put the battery in the right way.
Yeah, before you call the technician, make sure the machine is plugged in. Yep, I hear that.
But I told him, I said, listen, I know I had the battery in the right way multiple times. It still didn't work. So thank you to Rick Manuals on that, and thank you to Diamond for fixing my fall. Brian, it's been a great conversation.
Likewise.
I know we had met a while back, but this is the first time we've really got a chance to sit and chat. And it's been a pleasure spending time with you.
Yeah, it has been here. I've been very enjoyable.
Yeah.
I invite you to come to Diamond and be my guest in room 251, and we can continue the conversation.
Sounds good. I will be in touch.
Great.
I will be in touch. And thank you, everyone. This is Mike O'Sullivan from One South Coast Chamber and Brian Bentley from Diamond Regional Votech, and thank you.
Go Bengals.